Communication. Listening and speaking. Focus on the kind of sightseeing the people in both conversations want to do. A.
So you want to visit some historic places?
Yes, it's my first time here.
Well, I can show you some of the important places, of course.
And can you tell me about them too?
Yes, certainly. Do you have a guidebook?
Yes, I do. But it's not very interesting. I want to know what's important for you.
Okay, I'll try and explain things. So what do you know about this country?
Not much, really. We learned about Columbus at school.
Well, he didn't come here, I'm afraid.
No?
No, Cabral was the first European to come to Brazil.
Oh, where was he from? Spain?
No, Portugal. That's why we speak Portuguese.
Of course. How stupid of me. Okay, let's begin with a history lesson.
Right. Well, even before Cabral.
B.
So, here is your social program. There are some optional trips for the free day.
What kind of options? Anything interesting?
Well, there is a good choice. Historic places.
I've probably seen those.
The Discover Nature Tour. Animals, plants, the environment. That's usually very popular.
That might be interesting. Good for taking photos.
It's difficult to discover nature in a big group.
Or the Agriturismo trip. That's new this year.
What's that?
Well, it's a way of combining agriculture and tourism.
Okay, but where does it go?
Well, we visit some of the farms in the state. There are some interesting new organic developments on some of them.
Oh, what types of agriculture?
They usually go to a traditional coffee farm to see how the coffee is grown and picked, and then to some modern fruit farms.
That sounds really interesting. Please put my name on that list.
Okay, and you too?
No, I'll decide later. I'll think of something interesting to do. I don't like crowds, and I've been here before.
Oh, do come with us. It would be good to hear your comments.
Well, let's see.
Don't leave it too late. There is a maximum of 20 people for that trip.
20? Oh, that's not too bad.